Since the year started, we've learned of at least 5 beef processing plants being closed and in a wide geographic area from North Carolina to Texas to Wisconsin to California, putting thousands of people out of work and disrupting local cattle marketing systems. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagum told us.
This is a function of the fact that there are just very, very tight cattle supplies out there, and the packers are having to bid up the price of cattle to attract them to the plants. And for certain plants, it's just likely not economically feasible to pay those kind of prices to try and get enough cattle to keep the plants running.
Can we expect more plant closures in the days ahead? Shagum says he's not going to speculate on that, except to say that cattle numbers are still diminishing.
And will likely continue to diminish until producers can expand breeding animals and then begin to rebuild the herd.
Which would not really show up in more cattle to be processed for at least 2 years, maybe longer.
The first step that some plants would take would be to either not kill on a Saturday or take a floater holiday, which is a rotating period when the plant will be closed down, or perhaps go to one shift at the plant rather than 2 shifts at the plant. So again, part of the ongoing process is firms are trying to rationalize the amount of capacity to the level of animals which are available. And if they think that there may be more animals coming online, they may be willing to reduce shifts. However, if they think it's a longer-term process and those cattle are not going to be coming back in any great numbers in the near term in that area, they may be opting to close the plant. But again, that's a business decision each individual firm is facing.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.